Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Joe Benigno and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. On WFAN Sports Radio. If you want to be in the New York, no. Gotta go to Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. 66 on your AM dial, 101.9 FM. Joe and
all right, 10:03 on The Fan, and a very good Wednesday morning to you. The midday show, Joe Benigno, Evan Roberts, 877-337-6666 is the phone number. We'll hit the 1 o'clock CMB, of course. We'll come your way, Dove Kramer, Ernie Acosta. On the other side of the glass, you know we're live from the Black Bear Studio, Black Bear Deli Meats and Cheeses, of course. Where else? My favorite store. I don't know if my wife's going there today. She might. A ShopRite, especially the ShopRite in Ramsey, where I spend a lot of money. I just want to tell the guys there, I spend a lot of money there. With that said, bro, how are you?
I'm not as good as Patrick Corbin. Oh, my God.
He's doing all right. Before we even get to Patrick Corbin signing with the Nationals, I told you this off the air. When I read what Brody Van Wagenen said yesterday, when he said that when I'm not about ifs, that was one of the best things that I have ever heard from a Met general manager. We're not about if this guy does that or if this guy has a career season or if this guy's healthy or if this. That was one of the best things I've ever heard.
I love it.
I got to tell you.
Except it doesn't mean anything if it isn't true.
Right. No, of course. Of course. But when have we ever heard any GM for the Mets say that?
Well, he personality-wise and certainly by the aggressiveness that's leaked out seems very different than Sandy Alderson. Does that make him better than Sandy Alderson?
Well, that remains to be seen.
Time will tell.
Right.
Words are nice. Words make you feel good. Words don't matter. Actions matter.
Correct.
So I agree with you. When he said that, I loved it because how many times do we sit here in March and April?
You and I, we said this. How many years have we said exactly that?
If 7 years
happens,
in a row.
Right. If this, if that. Right.
If.
Right. If apples were oranges, they'd be oranges.
But Brody's got a lot of work to do to eliminate a lot of ifs because there's a lot of ifs on this roster. But, yeah, yesterday – there were a few things I took away from the words. One, that Jeff Wilpon goes on vacation to Rwanda. I thought that was very surprising.
Yeah, he was doing something with gorillas?
Tracking gorillas.
Really?
Yeah,
did that really happen?
I don't think he's making it up. I don't think that's something you make up.
Okay, I guess not.
But that you know, because somebody called up Mike yesterday, and the caller was wrong, but he's like, you know, how does Jeff take vacation? It's the hot stove here. It's not the vacation that matters. Guys take vacation all the time. He's an owner. It's not like he's making the day-to-day moves.
Right.
Hopefully he's not. I think what jumped out at you is where he was on vacation.
Yeah, I believe if he was like in Hawaii, you know, he wouldn't get crazy. Puerto Rico, okay.
Whatever. He's in Rwanda tracking gorillas.
That is vacation.
And the other thing I took out of it was what you said, the positive attitude that Brody has, but all of it doesn't mean diddly if they don't make the right moves.
But one thing that we've seen already is that, and also the fact that he said, you know, we're not trading Syndergaard unless it's just like we're totally just blown away.
Right.
So that's not going to happen. I feel a lot better about that.
Yeah.
Which is good. And I also read where that wouldn't preclude them from still trying to get Corey Kluber, which I thought was interesting, too.
He did an interview on MLB Network, and the other thing I liked about Brody, it's something I like about Cashman. I always say one thing about Cashman is while he talks a lot, he'll give honest answers.
Yeah, he definitely does.
Brody came across very Cashman-like in that he says to Jim Bowden, if we're getting a pitcher from the Indians, it's to add, not to replace.
Right.
Yeah, which is exciting.
Yeah, of course.
Because Carlos Carrasco, Trevor Bauer, or Corey Kluber would basically be replacing Jason Vargas, and that is the greatest idea I've ever heard.
Well, Tremendous idea.
The other thing he was honest about is they're in on A.J. Pollock. And we've talked about A.J. Mm-hmm. Pollock, the good and the bad. The good is that he's a good baseball player. He's athletic. He's right-handed. He plays center field. The bad is he's always hurt. That's the biggest fear with A.J. Pollock.
Right.
But he admitted that they're in on him. So he's coming across honest.
And Realmuto. I mean, he said that it sounds like they're going hard for Realmuto. Now, I guess they want Conforto in that deal.
Well, they would want a package centered around either Conforto, Nimmo, or Rosario, maybe two of the three.
Right.
It's going to be a very extensive package. I doubt it happens. I think the Marlins have a million suitors, and I think they'll get a better offer or a more appealing offer for them from somewhere else. I would be very surprised if JT Realmuto is a Met.
Yeah.
And it creates other holes if you make a trade like
that. Well, no. There's no question about it.
So
now, and as you said, I'll trade Rosario as long as you sign Manny Machado.
Yeah, sure. That makes it a lot easier.
And
I'll trade Conforto if you're signing Bryce Harper.
Roads
lead back to Bryce or Manny.
Right. That is a great point.
And on the Yankees side of things, I can't kill the Yankees for not giving Patrick
Corbin.
But
this guy gets $140?
6 years, $140 million.
And how old is he, Corbin?
He's 29 years old.
And, I mean, is he that good? Six for $140?
I'm going to tell you exactly who he is, all right? And the thought went through my mind last night or yesterday afternoon when he signed, and then I looked closer at the numbers, and I feel even more confident about this comparison than before. He is a left-handed Zach Wheeler.
Okay.
And what I mean by that is resume. Patrick Corbin had a great 2013. That was 5 years ago, 6 years ago. He had Tommy John surgery right after that. It was the same with Matt Harvey. It was all lined up perfectly. Great 2013. Not as good as Harvey, but a very good year. Has Tommy John surgery. Misses all of the following season. And then has three mediocre seasons, right? Last year, Patrick Corbin broke back through, and had a really good year. Made 33 starts, threw 200 innings, had a low 3 ERA. Zach Wheeler had a very good season, or a good season, pre-Tommy John surgery in 2014. Threw almost 200 innings, had a mid-3 ERA. Everything's great. Zach has Tommy John surgery, misses the next year, struggles in 2017, and the second half of 2018, puts it all together, finishes with a 3.3 ERA compared to Corbin's 3.15. And they're very similar in age. If anything, Wheeler has less wear on his tires than Patrick Corbin. And Patrick Corbin just got $140 million. So for Yankee fans and Met fans who are familiar with Zach Wheeler, ask yourself this question. Would you pay Zach Wheeler $140 million?
No, definitely not.
So should the Yankees have given Patrick Corbin $140 million?
No, definitely not.
Ernie disagrees.
You would have gave it to him, Ernie?
Ernie wanted this guy.
You think he's that good?
Do I think he's that good? Not yet, but I think he could be that good one day.
That's what you're banking on. And that's what you'd be banking on with Zach Wheeler next year. Wherever he signs, it won't be the Mets. You're banking.
Depending on what kind of year he has.
You're right. If he has a bad year, he could be bad.
Depending, if he has a year like this year,
yeah.
Like last year, I mean.
All he's got to do is replicate this season. And now he's right-handed, Patrick's lefty, and I think that helps a little bit, but he's going to get paid like Patrick Corbin. And I can't rationalize being mad at the Yankees as much as you want to improve this rotation, and they already have by adding Paxton, but they definitely need another arm. I can't be mad at them not giving Patrick Corbin one good year, Joe, in 5 years. That's his resume. $140 million. You know what I think angers Yankee fans? Not the fact they didn't give Corbin $140, and maybe it's all of our faults. We have sat here for 2 months assuming Patrick Corbin was going to be a Yankee. It was the Ohtani thing all over again.
Mm-hmm.
He grew up in Central New York.
Yeah, right. He's a Yankee fan.
Right. Let this be a reminder to every single person.
I know where you're going. You're 100% right.
I feel spurned.
Money.
Yep.
Years.
Yep. Yep.
That's it.
Yep.
I don't blame Patrick Corbin. Nobody can blame Patrick Corbin. He took the best deal. What's he supposed to do? Take $40 million less because he's a Yankee fan? Would you, if you were an athlete, take $40 million less?
It's all about the money. We know that. And I tell you, you know what the good thing about Corbin signing with Washington is?
Go ahead.
It just puts more pressure on Brody to get stuff done. Because you look at the division the way it is now. And look, Atlanta's already made a move. They brought Donaldson in. They brought McCann in. We know the kind of young team they are. They won the division and all that last year. Philly is all we're hearing about is Philly's ready to spend stupid money. Machado, Harper, Mickey Mantle, everybody, And now you got Washington adding to their rotation. Whether they lose Bryce or not, they're still going to be a good team. I'm sure they're not done. So to me, This just puts more pressure on Van Wagenen to get stuff done because the division's only getting better and better.
Well, it's funny. He replaces, essentially, Gio Gonzalez. Gio was traded before the trade deadline, but he replaces Gio Gonzalez. I don't know if it's mathematically possible for Patrick Corbin to be better against the Mets than Gio was against
Gio's
the Mets.
One of the best pitchers ever at Citi Field.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, he, like, dominates at Citi Field.
I think the question now for Cashman is, all right, Corbin's out. We all assumed he was going to sign with the Yankees. We should learn from this mistake. Never assume anything. This is the second straight year. An assumption didn't work out. Now what? Jay Happ is the safest guy out there. He's safe. That's the way I would describe Jay Happ. Even though he's 36 years old and he may want a three-year deal, just look at him over the last 5 years. He's going to make 25 to 30 starts. Right. He's going to pitch close to 200 innings. He's already proven he can pitch in New York. He's a safe, safe pick. Nate Eovaldi is a lottery ticket. I mean, Nate Eovaldi in July. If I told you in July, Nate Eovaldi's a free agent, Yankee fans, you'd be like, who cares?
Right. Right.
He had a great October.
Been there, done that already.
Right. He had a great October. He's throwing 100 miles an hour. He's making Alex Bregman look like me at the plate. Are you ready to give 4 years to Nate Eovaldi? Absolutely not. So the best option, in my opinion, is to call up the Indians. It's to call up Mike Chernoff and say, Mike, what are we talking about here? You've got Kluber. You've got Carrasco. You've got Bauer. For some reason, you want to trade one of these guys. Okay, fine. Not my problem. What are we talking about here? Because those three guys, from a cost perspective, from a control standpoint, here's where they're at. Carrasco is signed for the next 2 years. He's making $9 million a year. That's nothing. That's basically what CC Sabathia is making. And Carrasco, four straight years of just being a solid middle to front of the rotation guy. Corey Kluber. We know the deal with Corey Kluber. He's one of the best pitchers in baseball. He is 33 years old. But he's only making $13 million for the next three seasons, which is certainly a lot more affordable than the whole Patrick Corbin contract. And, oh, by the way, Corey Kluber's done a hell of a lot more than Patrick Corbin. And the third option is Trevor Bauer. The problem with Trevor Bauer is he's nuts. That's the biggest problem. He's a little crazy, right? He comes to New York. I don't know what the hell's going to happen. He's going to be flying drones all over New York City. I don't know what's going to happen with him. And he's already said, I only want one-year contracts for the rest of my career. That's what he said. God bless him.
Mm.
But you've got him under control for two more years, and he's only 28 years old. Any one of those three options, to me, Joe, is a better option than 6 years, 140 for Patrick Corbin.
Yeah, no, I would agree with that. I would, you know, certainly Kluber. I mean, you know, maybe you could make a case of all those guys are as good, if not better.
Oh, no, they all are. They've all done more. But the one guy I'll slow down on is Bauer.
Because
Bauer's only had one breakout year. But that breakout year was last year. And he's only got 2 years of control. You're not paying him what you'd have to pay Corbin. The issue is, what do you have to give Cleveland? The Yankee farm system isn't as good as it used to be. And that's not a knock. It's because their big prospects graduated. They're not prospects anymore. Gleyber Torres isn't a prospect anymore. Miguel Andujar is not a prospect anymore. And Justice Sheffield was traded in the James Paxton trade. Eight of the top 10 Yankee prospects are starting pitchers. That may be a good thing. That may be a bad thing, because I don't know what the Indians are looking for. I think the Indians are trying to win. And if they're trying to win, they're probably looking at a guy who's on the major league roster right now. Do they like Clint Frazier, or is there a reason why they included him in the deal initially?
I was going to say, they already had Clint Frazier.
And that's probably not a good thing. Because how many times do you remember, Joe, a team trading a prospect
and
away.
And bringing him back.
And then bringing him back before he ever establishes himself.
Right.
So that could be the negative with Clint Frazier. So I don't know if they can match up. Maybe you can make it appealing by taking back a bad contract, which the Yankees could do. The Indians have Jason Kipnis. Jason Kipnis stinks. But
they owe him a lot of money.
They owe, for only one more year.
Was it $17 million?
I think it's about $17, $18 million.
Right.
But he plays a position that the Yankees could use. You play him at second base and move Gleyber to shortstop. If that's what you want to do, at least temporarily, you can do that until Didi comes back. And if it lessens what you have to give back for one of these pitchers, it's something you got to investigate. The other option in free agency is Dallas Keuchel, who you just don't hear that much about. And I wonder if there is a strong interest on the Yankee side in Dallas Keuchel. What's appealing about Keuchel is he's done it in the postseason. He's a lefty, and he doesn't rely on big-time velocity. He's not out there like Nate Eovaldi throwing the ball like his arm's about to fall off 101 miles an hour. Keuchel's had up and down years. 2 years ago, he was bad off that Cy Young caliber year. This year, he was okay. You don't hear that much about Dallas Keuchel, and a lot of it's going to come down to, again, years and money. But now they've got to go and get a starting pitcher, because I think the assumption always was Corbin and somebody else. And once they traded for Paxton, it was, okay, Paxton and Corbin. Well, they got outbid on Patrick Corbin. It happens. Who's next is the ultimate question.
Mm. We'll see. We'll find out.
But I think the Indian guys are the best options.
Yeah, no, hey, look. Yeah. I mean, you know, any one of those guys would be outstanding in the Yankee rotation, no doubt.
The other question would be, they didn't spend the money on Corbin. Does Cashman have an itch after all these years of getting under that luxury tax threshold to spend on someone? And if they're not going to spend maybe the top dollar on a pitcher, does that make it more likely that they spend on Manny Machado or Bryce Harper? And we know, just watching the Yankees all our lives, you never count them out on anybody.
Anything. You never count them out on anything. Absolutely not.
So for any Yankee fan that's upset about missing out on Patrick Corbin like Ernie, number one, he's had one good year in 5 years. And number two, maybe it increases your chances at signing Manny Machado or Bryce Harper.
We'll see. The Yankees will do something, and they'll do something big, without a doubt.
Well, one thing they may do to fill the rotation spot may not be big, and that's Jay Happ, which is safest of all of
but
these
options.
But
there'll be something, like you said, Machado, Harper, there'll be something big. Trade for Kluber. There'll be something like that for the Yankees.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.